Introduction. In this particular broadcast, I will be talking about the Loch Ness Monster, whether it is real or just made up. The first sightings of this unusual creature was in 565 AD. It was said that St. Columba was on a visit to the lake. Then he saw another man being attacked by this beast. He then put the Christian cross and saying the name of God in front of the creature and commanding it to go back with all speed. And at this moment, the creature stopped attacking the man and never came to kill another man again. Arguments for. According to the Life Science website, they said that Nessie was last seen in 1933 after it was published in a local newspaper, which was describing not a monstrous lump of lump, which they described as two dark fighting. A long surgeon named Kenneth Wilson took a picture which showed something with a long head and neck. This is said to be the best evidence of the Loch Ness Monster since. According to This Day in History, May 2 website, it says that in 1933, May the 2nd, another couple said to have seen the beast on the land crossing the shore road. Arguments against. According to the BBC, they have used 600 separate sonar beams and also satellite navigation technology to make sure that none of the lock was missed out. The team checked the lakes, but they had found no sign or trace of the Loch Ness Monster. They think the previous sightings of the beast might be a plesiosaur, which is a reptile who died out with the dinosaurs. Conclusion. With all this research, I still don't believe the Loch Ness is real, because there is not enough evidence to prove that Nessie does exist. The website that says the Loch Ness is real, they might have actually just been made up. So what do you think? Is the monster real, or was it all just made up? Was it all just a made-up legend that started in 565 AD?